Well, hi there. This is a sojourner. I'm speaking to you from the Alpha House, United States of America. We want to welcome those of you who are here, and we want to welcome those of you who are listening around the world over the Internet. Many of you will be listening at a later time, and you'll be downloading this in MP3 form because we have it there in MP3s. We have years' worth of messages that you can listen to, literally years' worth, on our site, sojournershub.org. So, in this session together, we're going to be thinking in terms of I can resurrected. We need to resurrect the I can in our lives. And in the book of Philippians, it's a letter to the Philippians that Paul wrote, chapter 4, verses 12 and 13. And I'll be reading from the New International Version because we do that to allow English speakers around the world equal understanding of the words used. I know what it is to be in need, Paul said, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in anything and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do everything through Him who gives me strength. Now, we know that many of us, from the King James Version, it says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. You know, in the body of Christ today, there's almost an aversion to the use of the word I. Most of us are put off by the use of the word I, especially if a person is bragging or boasting about themselves. Now, the word brag or boast are also viewed as troublesome by many believers. Now, brag simply means arrogant or boastful speech or manner, something boasted of. And the word boast means to glorify oneself in speech, talk, or in a self-admiring way. The key here seems to be the speaking of oneself in an arrogant manner. Now here's the question. Can we brag or boast about our Lord in a non-arrogant manner and still remain within the bounds of propriety? Can this actually be what is happening when a believer testifies as to what the Lord has done in their lives or the lives of others? Yes. Certainly is the answer. As a matter of fact, that's called a testimony. When we tell people what the Lord has done in our lives, how He has changed our lives, how He came into our lives, and the various things that He's done in our lives, it is so very important because we are called to testify about those. It's important to us because it changes our lives, but it's also important to talk about it because it changes the lives of others too, because they think, if that can happen to you, why can't it happen to me? If God can bless you, why couldn't God bless me? If God can enter into your life in just a daily way to touch your life or my life, then this encourages people to realize He can and will do the same thing for them. Now, many people believe that He won't because they believe they're too bad, that God could never redeem them or come into their lives. They think the things that they've done have just been so horrible that God would not do anything for them. You may have been one of those people at that time. You may be one of those people right now. Let me tell you, that is a lie straight from the pit of hell. Because while we were yet sinners, while we were yet the enemy, God sent His Son, Jesus Christ, for us. Because He still loved us so much, even though we might have been away from Him, He still came for us. As a matter of fact, the prophet Elijah would most likely be seen as indecent and out of order as he taunted the false prophets before he demonstrated the power of God in the contest between a true prophet of the one true God as opposed to prophets of a false god. And if you want to read that story, go to 1 Kings and look in chapter 18 there. And in chapter 18 and verse 27 is where he did that. Go there and look at that. He was not polite at all. He just told them the way it was. Now let's think again in terms of I can. So let's visit the word I. Either the demise of the word I in the body of Christ that I mentioned. You see, there was this demise there. Let's examine how the statement the Apostle Paul made in his letter might have been received in today's culture. Paul said, I can do all things. Think about that. I can do all things, he said. Yes, to stop here would be making the quote of Paul sound a bit arrogant, and it would definitely be out of context. But we must be careful not to allow the I word to disappear, because it's important. Yes, in the remaining part of the statement, Paul gives credit to Christ as the empowering reason he can do all things. But in today's politically correct culture, how would that be perceived or received? It's amazing, because people who do not know God, do not understand these things, will sometimes, in arrogance, attack people because they think they're being arrogant. If you as a believer say that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you, you are exactly right. You can. Just as Paul did, you can. Now, that may sound arrogant to some. That may sound arrogant to some people who claim Christ. But the point is, the Word of God is either true or it's not true, and that is what the Word of God says. Many might be saying he was arrogant regarding his seeing himself as closer to the Lord than other believers. That wasn't what he was saying there. He could be tagged as being better than other believers in his own mind. This is not the way his statement has been viewed over 2,000 years or so, which have passed since this was said. But what if he had said it to someone today, in conversation, after service one day? What then? Can you imagine how many people would be shocked if they were walking out of their church services and somebody turned to them and said, hey, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me? They'd be going, who do you think you are? Well, you need to know who you are. And you need to know who you are in Christ. You need to know what you've been called to do. You need to know the authority and the power that you have living in you. If the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is in you, you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. That's what the Word of God says. Believers are in the culture, but not of the culture. Remember what the Scripture says? We're in the world, but not of the world. Well, that means that we're in the culture, but not of the culture. You see, we are blessed by God to live out our lives in a whole different realm. In the world, but not of it. Believers must therefore be cautious regarding the acceptance of cultural standards of speech and thought. We have found ourselves as believers being attacked almost daily now because we have not done that. We have allowed cultural standards to say what we're supposed to do and what we're not supposed to do, how we're supposed to think and how we're not supposed to think. That's not the way it is for us. What we're supposed to think and what we're supposed to do and how we are expected to do it comes from the Word of God, and only the Word of God. It must be backed up by the Word of God. It must be encouraged by the Word of God. It must be empowered by the Word of God. But, my friends, then it must be done as the Word of God says. We are to be doers of the Word and not hearers only. Could it be that by banning the word I from the acceptable vocabulary, the attitude of I can't has crept into the collective groupthink? How many people do you know? How about yourself? Do you limit yourself? Do you decide the things that you can't do more than the things that you can do? Do you spend more time focusing on what you cannot accomplish than what you can accomplish or what can be accomplished through you? If you say, well, some people are called to do this for God, but not me. Well, wait a minute. You're a believer. You have been called to do certain things. that all believers are called to do. So the I can't philosophy could be a real false philosophy that has been accepted, but it would be from the pit of hell. It wouldn't be from heaven. Heaven says we can. Heaven says you have been empowered to do it. The Word tells us that. It's very, very important that we understand that we get a grip on that, and not allow the groupthink of our culture or the world to dictate to us what we think, do, or say. We must have an, oh, yes, I can attitude. Believers need to adopt a vocabulary of, oh, yes, I can do all things through the power of Christ, the risen Lord who lives in me. Think about that. Yeah, how many people would think you were crazy if you said, oh, yes, I can do all things through the power of Christ, the risen Lord that lives in me? But that's what the Word says. The Word says you can. Can you imagine, why would God send a book telling you what you couldn't do? But isn't it interesting? If you talk to the world, they say, oh, all that Bible does is say, thou shalt not, thou shalt not, thou shalt not. Isn't that interesting? That the world only focuses on the guidelines that God said not to do when he sent the tablets through Moses. The world focuses on that and misses all of the other. That's one chapter. You see? And the world focuses on that. Now, obviously, there are other things that the ancient Israel was commanded to do and this sort of thing, but the world focuses on what you can't do. Jesus, in the Sermon on the Mount, kept talking about how blessed you were if this were the case in your life. The Scriptures are not something that holds you back or holds you down. The Scriptures were given to us to empower us, to open the doors for us, to let us be what we were created to be by the Creator. And Christ came to make sure that that could be done. While some may say, and rightfully so, in the words of Paul, it is not I, but Christ which lives in me, the Holy Spirit will not function in and through the believer unless the believer is the person that says, I permits him to do so. Now, how are we permitted to do so? By the great I Am. That's how we're permitted to do. So resurrect the I can with Christ in me in your life. When you are tempted and distracted from what the Word says, always return to I can through Christ. Do all things. When people tell you you can't, you say, oh yes, I can. Because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can get through this day. I can get through this hour. I can get through this week. I can get through this year. I can get through this life doing all things through Christ who strengthens me. Now, I want you to also go with me here for a minute. Because I want you to be able to open your Bibles to Ephesians 3, 14 through 21. And what I've done in our bulletin, and you can, those of you who are listening to this on the internet, you can also click on the PDF file and you can download this bulletin so that you can see this. What I have done is I have gone into Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, and I have turned a prayer of Paul there into a prayer that you can pray. So now listen to this. This is what Paul wrote in Ephesians 3, 14 through 21, that he was praying for them. And it's very good to take prayers like this, because there are a number of Paul's prayers you can do this with, and make them into your prayer, personalize them, where he says, you or whatever you say, I. Put the word I in there. So, in that one you would say, I kneel before you, Heavenly Father, from whom your whole family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of your glorious riches you may strengthen me with power through the Holy Spirit in my inner being, so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith. And I pray that I being rooted and established in love, may have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And now to you who is able to do immeasurably more than all I ask or imagine, according to Christ's power that is at work in me, to you be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus through all generations forever and ever. So when Paul wrote that, we need to be asking that God will do that for us. Personalize that. Pray that prayer several days in a row. Pray it a couple times a day, so that you can grasp that is exactly what Paul prayed for you. Then go over and read the final verses in John chapter 17 of how Jesus prayed for you. And people say that power died in the Old Testament. I mean, in the old days when all the apostles died. You'll find that Jesus prayed there that you would have the glory too. It did not die then. It is alive and well in the world today. And unless we can get that across to people, unless you can get that across to yourself, to understand that, you will never be all that is in this prayer. You will never be established and have the power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know His love, that this love passes all understanding, that I may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now, that's exciting. There you can use the word I without any fear of abusing it, misusing it, or being arrogant. Why? Because this is what the Word says you can do. This is what God wants from you. So, resurrect, I can, in your life. I can do all things through Christ, the resurrected Lord. Bring it into your life. Do it His way, and you can do it. I can do it. Now, if you say, I'd like to be able to do that, I'd like the comfort of knowing I can do that, then you just pray that prayer I just did there. Ask God for that. Say that you want Jesus to come into your heart and into your life, to dwell in you and to send the Holy Spirit, to fill you with His Holy Spirit. Pray that in a prayer. Pray it right now, just to yourself. Pray that. Pray it out loud to God. Pray that. Say, Jesus, come into my life. I want Jesus to come into my heart, Heavenly Father. I want Him to fill me with Himself and with the love of God and the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to be filled with the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you're in now. You're part of the body of Christ. And if you don't know anybody who can help you understand that, then you need to find somebody who can. We'll help you. If you're somebody who sort of slipped away and sort of slipped into a I can't attitude, you pray that same prayer. Say, I'm so sorry, I've sort of slipped into the I can't. Step back into the I can. If you want help with this, contact me, The Sojourner at SojournersHub.org. That's The Sojourner at SojournersHub.org. You contact me. I'll be glad to help you. We'll be glad to get materials to you. We'll be glad to do whatever it takes to help you grow in the Lord. You can also contact me over Skype, The Sojourner 3734. Is how you contact me over Skype. Contact us. We want to help you. We're here for you because the Lord has placed us here for you. We want to help you because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And you can do now all things through Christ who strengthens you if you've prayed that prayer. Well, my friends, that brings to an end this time together. So let me give you the blessing, and then next time, we'll be hoping that you'll be with us again when we bring you more from the Word of God. The blessings of our Lord on you. The blessing of our Lord on you. and all that is yours by blood, adoption, or assignment in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen.